My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
Y'all,
are we recording?
Yes, ma'am. We am.
This is such a different experience that you're not having technical difficulties. I don't even know how to even act. I don't know how to behave.
So now that we're recording, you can be the real you. I want everyone to know that we are not in drag today. Listen, we're trying to get these turned around for y'all real quick. Monet and I are very busy ladies, and it is early in the morning. So we're not in drag. But you know what?
We wanted to do a little vintage sibling watchery.
we'll probably be back in drag next week. Actually, I might not even be here next week. I think next week is my last watchery, actually.
Like you can do this next one, or this is
I'll do the very next one, and then your arch nemesis, Thorgy, maybe Miss Coffee.
No, I've already aligned a guest.
Oh, is it? Can I know? Say the name of the bleep, but who is it?
Vivian.
Oh!
Yes, Centralina.
Oh, wow. Ooh, level up, honey. Level up. Well, you all get to see who the guest is when she arrives. But honestly,
I'll just say it. Guys, we're getting Piers Morgan on the show.
Let's just say this knee, I knew this knee situation was going to happen. She got...
Because
when she fucking skipped the fucking...
Is her knee made out of cotton balls? Oh God!
Can we have quiet on the set, Monet? It's not cotton balls, but I think that she's a dancer, and I think when you're a trained dancer, you typically have that's the thing. Getting fit actually makes you like fall apart. Like you don't realize, like people who do CrossFit. Weight training, athletes always covered in bandages, knee braces, back braces.
Well, that's because they're like taking care of it. Like they're always like they're constantly making sure that it doesn't get bad.
I think it's because of the constant running around on your like jumping up and down, moving around, bending your body.
There's
got to be something in between. I don't know.
I am an athlete and I don't suffer from those ailments.
Athlete where, bitch?
More than you?
How?
How?
What makes you more of an athlete than me?
I go to the gym 5 days a week.
Okay, I go to the gym too. I'm literally active 5 days a week, 6 days a week. What's good?
Okay, not active. Do you go to the gym 5 days a week? Yes or no?
I go to the gym 3 days a week, and I go to Runyon Canyon almost every day. So that was good, Mary.
I want to see the receipts on that one.
Well, you know what? Monet has agreed off camera to do Renny Cam with me in full drag. We'll see who makes it to the summit.
Bob, first of all, I have more experience doing workouts in full drag than you. I've done it many times. You've never done it, not once, except for your little crunchy toes at Barracuda when you sweat a little bit.
That's an assumption. And I've also been working out longer than you because I'm older than your ass. Anyway, don't try to do me.
Victoria Scone is going home.
Also, by the way, we're saying it wrong. It's Scone. I thought it was Scone. Okay, it's apparently, bitch, we are so clueless. It's apparently some play on words, I think. So it's apparently pronounced Victoria Scone. Like, Victoria's I think gone. It's like Victoria's gone. I mean, which now I'm kind of, which actually looks... A little too true.
Victoria's gone.
Maybe she should have picked a different name, bitch.
Girl, she should have been like, Victoria's here.
Yeah, Victoria's here. Now Victoria's really, really scone.
So Victoria Scone is ejected from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Monet, you act like she's like it's a dishonorable discharge. She was... upon medical evaluation, she was told that it would probably she would not be allowed to compete. Not ejected, Monet. Not the Squid Games.
Have you started watching it?
I have not started watching it. Well, you got one more week with me, honey, and then I'm going to be taking a little break. But I will be in here peer reviewing and overseeing.
Oh, y'all, as Bob is healing from his surgery, Bob is going to chime in on Sibling Watchery with only little flash notes. I want to hear your thoughts and opinions.
Cool, that's not a guarantee. We'll see. Anyway.
Jacob and I have made the executive decision that you will. And Jacob is there and he will see to it, honey.
my goodness. But yeah, so shout out Victoria Scone. Sorry that I this must be really tough, but you know, maybe she'll be able to have pull a Eureka, come back, make it to the finale, and then get her own show and be on a billboard in LA. Who fucking knows? You know what I mean? Breaking your knee on Drag Race has had some amazing results for other
this
girls.
This is true. So, honey,
this could be your full-on moment.
Yeah, for sure. Now, in the fallout, we see all the queens coming back, and my first observation is Vanity Milan. She's talking to the camera. She's like, I know that these girls are threatened by me and because now they can see what I can do. I'm like, bitch, what?
Girl,
what are we threatened by?
Girls love to get in the bottom and be like, I showed these girls what's up. Yeah, you showed them again this week, bitch. Back in the bottom again, bitch. Like, she's like none of these girls want to go up against me. Bitch, no one wants to go up against anyone in the bottom. No one wants to be lip syncing. It's not an honor. This is not All Stars.
Yeah.
It's not All Stars, sure Mom.
I'm sure someone is going to put a cut of me saying that the two times I was in the bottom on season 10. So please don't. Because I probably didn't say that shit. But this is me looking in the future telling Little Monet, you sound dumb.
Also, even before that, Scarlett was telling Charity that she's surprised that she wasn't in the bottom too. Why do girls feel the need to be like, damn, bitch, I thought your ass was about to be in the, honestly, I'm shocked that you're not, because of how, and just to be clear, it's because of how bad you were. You were so bad, and you were worse than people who were in the bottom, so I'm just shocked that you're, anyway.
Miss Cracker energy. It's like telling, who is it?
Everyone, anyone who will listen. Cracker would tell anyone who, within earshot, they should have been in the bottom. She did it like two or three times. I was like, girl, keep that shit to yourself.
You know, honestly, they say she get it from her mama, and they are right, because this is some confrontational Bob shit. Like, I'm surprised you weren't in the bottom, girl.
I would not say that. I would not say that. Money, I don't even tell people I don't like their boyfriends. I do think that in that little mini challenge, Finder, which is like a obviously sort of a spoof on Grindr, I thought that Scarlett was the funniest one. Scarlett,
I agree. I didn't say that. Sorry.
Who do you think was the funniest one? Scarlett won. I thought she was the funniest one.
I said Kitty Scott Claus.
You're a stan. You're a stan, and I think you're, because I've been this way too. During All Stars, I think 4, I was such a Alexis Mateo fan stan that I couldn't see out 5. That I couldn't see, like, when she was great or not, because I was just obsessed. I was like, I love Alexis. You're going home, and this is why Derek don't like you. Like, everything she said was just so good. But then at points I was like, maybe I'm just obsessed with her, and like, I can't see beyond, you know, that moment.
The trees.
I do think she was funny. I loved her little voice change that she did. And also, not Ella just fully being like, this is my entire ass. I will do what I have to do to win this challenge.
I know. I was like, I liked Ella a lot too. I thought that Veronica was actually really funny in a mini challenge. I thought she was really funny. She would give me very creepy thin. Do you remember Charlie's Angels 1, Creepy Thin Man?
Veronica Green is a kinky fuck. Like, I think that Veronica Green, like, she is... Honestly, I think Veronica Green be in the dark room at these clubs getting loaded up.
Who like hasn't been?
You know, I can honestly say I have not been loaded up in a dark room.
I haven't either. Just to be clear, I have not been loaded up in the back room. I have not been loaded up in the back room.
But I really feel like she is kinky. I feel like she's shown us several times that she's kinky as hell.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And this bitch is a hoe. Like, she's embrace a full it. On. Oh, I'm here for it. But, yeah. Mama, Miss Thing's a hoe. That's just my humble opinion, though.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy, and I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
I was watching my poor niece eat
literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Did you like the mini challenge? I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny. I really wish I could have seen Victoria Scone do this one. Like, she would have been...
Oh, yes.
I really wanted to see her in this challenge. But I also... I'm trying to think what else I wrote down about the challenge. No, I mean, Scarlett won the mini challenge, and she did I thought she did a really good job, and she was really funny.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think she was very funny. I thought she was fine. I thought it wasn't exceptional. I don't think, and to be my very honest opinion, no one like was like, oh my God, knee slap funny. How sometimes in these mini challenges, you're like, oh my God, this was so funny. Gave me that.
But, yeah, there's no Lawrence Chaney in this cast.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, which it may have been Victoria Scone if it was her. Remember when she did that little slow crawl to the box to get
yeah.
to the first?
I mean, yeah, Victoria Scone has had some great moments. But ever since the knee moment, which by the way was the first episode, she kind of had like a hit in her confidence, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I do think that Victoria Scone could have been the comedy of the season. But anyway.
Wait, hold on. I watched this at a watch party last night. And
where? I'm so fucking sick of you. Where the fuck did you watch this at? You're not Frozen, Monet. Where did you watch this at?
Oh my God. It was a last minute thing. But I'm like, Bob, first of all, Bob, you know if I invited you to someone's house that you never met, you'd be like, Monet, I'm not going to someone's house. You know you would not have come. So why are you acting up?
I was completely free last night. You knew that because we were supposed to do something watch free last night, but you were hanging out with your little friend, Lady Bunny. So I had to postpone my shit so you and Bunny could hang out. And then you did a little super secret viewing party with your little boyfriend. This is some shady shit. Go to the next movie. Well, tell your story about your little super secret party that you and your friends have.
A lot of people are saying that they, and it's not my opinion. I'm wondering what you think, that the season three queens are not half as wittier as the season two queens. I didn't watch season two, so I don't know.
Well, I'm still in my feelings. I'm trying to figure it out. Anyway, I'm so mad at you. I am so upset with you.
When you start using words like, I'm so upset with you, it really cracks
me up. I am upset with you. Who did you have? Who was there last night? I need to know who was there.
No one that I knew. It was all his friends.
You full of shit. If I go online and see pictures, if I see Kimchi, if I see Plastique and this bitch, it's about to pop off.
It wasn't that. It was all his friends. I didn't know anyone.
And none of your friends. Anyway, I do not think that season three queens are nearly as witty as the season two queens. I think Bimini and Lawrence Chaney are two of the wittiest queens who've ever been on Drag Race UK. Honestly, between them and the Vivian Panay. I think that...
The Vivian.
Bitch, I see why RuPaul gets confused with these. Like, I get it now. I get it now.
Yeah, see, the fans are dragging it. So, like, Monet and Bob keep on saying Veronica Scone and Victoria...
Panay and Green Shoe and Alpha for the House Down Boots.
Green Shoe.
what was the one who says... What was the name? There was a name that we said that all the fans kept... Something Dupree.
Velociraptor Dupree.
All the fans kept pulling out that is now my British alter ego. All right, y'all, it's me, Velociraptor Dupree. I'm from East London, and I'm absolutely excited to be here on Drag Race UK season 4. It's gonna be fucking bonkers. I love it. My new character is Velociraptor Dupree. You think that this group is as witty as two?
I didn't see two, but I will say And just going by off of this challenge, I feel this was a really good one where people can be witty and be really smart and funny. And none of them knocked it out of the park for me. So which leads me to think that they're not the wittiest bunch of queens, which is okay. You don't have to be the wittiest person.
Maybe this is like a season 7, like a look. There are a lot of great looks in this.
There are great looks.
I'm gonna go ahead and say this right now. I said it before. And I'm gonna reiterate it again. I think, and this is my theory, y'all. When y'all find that I'm right, y'all can be like, "See, Bob told us." Raven is going to be RuPaul's replacement. I'm telling you, they are grooming Raven to be RuPaul's replacement.
You keep saying this.
Once RuPaul is retired, RuPaul is 60. By the way, RuPaul still looks good in drag, so I think RuPaul's going to do this as long as she can kick those ancient gams in the air. But the moment she slip and break a hip, you're going to look up and it's going to be Raven.
I will say the walkthroughs with Raven aspect, I fucking loved it. I feel like the show is trying to actively give girls tools so that they can succeed, and not just in the show, obviously in the parameters of the show, but after the show. Like, Raven is giving like makeup advice and real things you can apply to your drag. Because, for example, if y'all in season 8, y'all had a makeup moment with Raven, maybe Derek would not have had those fucking eyebrows over here and over here.
I thought you better come for me. I was like, what? Leave me out of this, bitch. I won.
No, how about Derek?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone could use, you know, advice. We could all use, like, Domino Couture walking through telling us how to make clothes. Raven come through telling us how to do makeup. Marco's wigs coming through telling us how to do hair. Yeah, that'd be great. if Whoopi Goldberg came through and told everyone how to be an actor. Yeah, those things.
She did on season 11.
She did. True. Yeah. But yeah, but also it is hard to hear like Raven be like, just do. That's the thing about Drag Race. They expect you to like. They'll be like, fix your eyebrows, and then they want them just fucking fixed tomorrow. It's not next week, y'all, bitch. It is literally tomorrow.
The next day.
Like, I 12 hours ago, I told you to fix your fucking eyebrow. Why is your shit not fixed? Fix your shit.
Yeah, it's a really fast turnaround, and you know, and also with the makeup moment, Crystal is looking at her face. She has obviously imprinted Raven's face on hers, and she's basically staring at herself. Raven's probably like, this little bitch.
Well, you're also one of the folks who really loved Raven. You did not copy her face. You've gone in a completely different direction with your makeup, obviously. That was not. It sounded like shade. As I was saying, I was like, "Why does this sound like shade?" But it really wasn't.
You clearly did not do anything. You have gone a completely. You have gone all the way left. Nothing close to anything Raven would do.
That's not what I.
Damn.
What I was saying is, you carved your own niche, and you are very unique, and you're not a copycat. You are one and only. Smudges and circles, girl. On that Entertainment Weekly, you threw some lines in. I said, someone's trying to pull a little Bob the Drag Queen. I saw this little thing. I said, Bob's impact. I also wrote down that, okay, so now we have this situation. Now, you have this on your season. I'm not trying to be funny. Please know that I'm not trying to be funny.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Did you make it to the ball?
Like
the ball where they had the balls.
That wasn't my season.
Asia. Asia was the balls, all the balls.
She used balls, but that wasn't like our thing.
That wasn't the ball. That was the space ball, which you were at. Yeah. The super international, the futuristic ball. Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The ball was a different season. The ball was this most recent season. The bag ball. Whatever.
No.
I'm confused. Doesn't matter. Anyway, so do you remember when Asia O'Hara was, shut the fuck up. Do you remember when Asia O'Hara was helping everyone but herself and then ended up looking crazy as hell?
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of that going on. So I feel like whenever they walk over and, I think it was River who was like, I'm making my own, like, I don't have time to help you. I love that. It is so smart because there was a lot of, let me just stop what I'm doing to help you. Veronica Green was helping everybody in the room.
I cannot believe that she was helping people when she fucking looked like that. I'm very confused. I'm like, so you're a seamstress and you can sell and you can make all this stuff and you chose to wear that on a woman. Now granted, this is from the bitch that wore sponges. I never said I was a motherfucking seamstress. And it was an iconic fashion moment in RuPaul's Drag Race history. So I don't at me. None of y'all don't fucking at me. I said what I said.
You are fighting by yourself. No one's arguing. Monet said, and if you got something to say, you can tell my MySpace or tell my mother Tuckin or tell my mother. Have you not seen this video of RuPaul?
No.
Have you not? There's this video of RuPaul. And she's going, I have to show it to you. This is crazy. RuPaul is going
about the,
off.
About his new song, Bitch yeah, on... Blame It on the Edit.
RuPaul is going bananas on the internet right now. I'm going to play this for you real quick so you can just hear. It is... Hold on. Here it is. Ready for this shit? RuPaul's losing it.
Hey, word up, y'all. This is your girl, Mama Ru. And this little girl right here ain't scared of nobody. So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my mother Tuckin face. Or send it to my mother... Or hit me up on my mother Tuckin MySpace. I Dan, and this little bitch right here will freaking park your car, driver. So if you got anything to say, you can say it to me. And if you want a bump, let's go, because I ain't scared of your mother Tuckin ass. I Dan, bitch, later.
What the fuck?
They can put the video on the screen.
I love RuPaul. So
that is my new response to everything. I don't care what it is. Caldwell, Party of Five. Listen, this little girl right here will park your car, driver. Okay.
Oh, wait. We didn't set up the challenge. So this week's challenge is a design challenge, y'all. They get camping materials, and you have to make your look from camping materials, sleeping bags. Camping nets, the ropes, the bungee cords, all the things that you would see when you go camping.
Which, I mean, have you ever gone camping, Mona?
I have never gone camping. I don't have any interest. Okay, let me not say that. Camping may be something I like to do. I do not come from a family that camps. I never had a camping experience. I don't know if that's all that's involved in camping. It does not sound appealing to me.
Who said I went camping? But you can never go camping because you are not the kind of girl. If I want to go camping, I can go out and be camping because I am what? Resourceful.
Sleeping on the ground doesn't speak to me on the earth. And how about you? Have you ever camped?
I've gone camping. I went camping in the Boy Scouts when I was very young. I went camping.
Oh, you were in the Boy Scouts?
I was in the Weeblos. I went to the Weeblos.
The Weeblos.
Weeblos, yeah. There's Cub Scouts and Wolf Scouts and then Weeblos.
Weeblos, that sounds... Not
it stands for We Will Be Loyal.
Got it. We'll be loyal. So it's WBL.
Weeblos.
Got it.
I didn't know they still call them Weeblos. Can you Google that, Jake? I don't know if Weeblos is even still a thing, but back in the day we used to call them... Back in my day, we used to call them Weeblos. So yeah, I've been camping. I do not enjoy it. It is not... The last time I went camping, I was probably 21 years old.
Oh.
Or 22, maybe. Somewhere, it was the summer I turned 22, and I would not go camping today.
What about glamping? Would you go glamping?
Maybe. One of my partners is very outdoorsy and wants to like do some camp shit, and like maybe I could like muster up the energy to like kind of figure it out. For love.
I wonder if I can figure out which partner that is. And Jacob sits over there like.
Yeah, Jake.
Jacob turned up his nose about camping.
Jacob, little pale ass in the woods, trying to run around.
So I love that River is being. She's like, I'm not giving her all the keys for success. I'll tell her like, you can put this here, but that's it. Like, I'm not your resource. I'm not your well, bitch. Figure it out. And I love this energy.
She said it a lot more kindly than that. I don't think she said all the. I don't think she went that in. I also, at this point too, Charity Case opens up about her HIV status, which is a really, it's really great to see, to contribute to the destigmatization of HIV and other STIs. Yeah. So I'm glad that she had this chat. And it was just really, really vulnerable. I can't believe that happened to her at 18 years old. That's so
wild,
young.
Girl. I know. And you know, London is a big city, but you know, there's so many kids that moved to New York at like 17, 18 as well. And they also always have, not always, they often, a lot of my friends who did move at a young age have kind of pretty traumatic experiences moving to a big city so young. So I could only imagine how that is so fucking scary.
Yeah, I moved here when I was 22 and that felt too young. I was like, I am too young to be in this fucking city. That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so it was really wonderful to see her have that moment. And also, this is seems inappropriate to mention here, but in that moment, I realized that her neck tattoo said choke.
I know, this one here. I did too. Yeah, I didn't realize that before. Her face tats, I'm like, that is such a bold decision in your life. Oh,
my. I think it looks great.
Work.
I think it looks great. My two trades of the season are still here, so I'm very excited for the viewing pleasure that I get on this journey.
I will say, it takes a certain person to carry face tattoos. I think that she can carry those face tattoos for sure. Could you imagine me with a heel here that said queen? You'd be like, Monet. Bob, you would fucking, and you're like, Monet.
No, I would not. I have lots of friends with face tattoos.
Bob, if I showed up to your house tomorrow with a big heel tattoo that said queen, you'd be like, Monet.
I would not read you. I'd be like, oh my God, I didn't know you got a face tattoo. You better work. But I would not be like, I'm like some conservative mother who'd be like, you wouldn't read me.
I think you definitely
would be very shocked. It seemed out of character for you. So yeah, I would be shocked because it does seem out of character. I'm about to get my neck pieces too. My mom does not want me to get my neck pieces, but bitch, once I get my neck pieces,
you've been saying these neck pieces shit for so long. I don't think you're going to get it anymore. I think you're just
talking
shit.
I took a big break from tattoos. You probably noticed. I went really ham 1 year and I got like 13, 14 tattoos in 1 year. And then I got one last year. I got two last year, actually. And once I pick back up, we'll see where I'm going. I'm either.
Where are you gonna go get it?
I don't fucking know. I'm
trying to find a good one.
I got my best tattoo actually in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Oh, I remember the one that the queer tattoo artist person did.
Yeah, yeah. Her name's Faith. But anyway, Big Mama is her tat name. Her ink name.
Now, I will. They're going around the workroom and the camera's showing different people's work. And I'm looking at the beginning of Vanity's Construction, and I love what she's doing with the ropes on the bra and making this like really symmetrical, really geometric. You don't like it?
Look right now. A black American would never walk down the runway covered in ropes. Triggered.
No. Bob, okay, you do it too much. It is not that deep.
Triggered. This and the cotton, between this noose dress and the cotton picking dress, it's a wrap on season 3.
They're not ropes. They're like bungee ropes. They're like thing. They're not like that. I think it looks nice. I love the color and I love what she's doing with it. I was like, oh my God, she's going to turn out a really cute look.
No, jokes aside, the dress is ugly. Like, the whole idea is bad. And putting, I think if she would have put ropes on just the brassiere, but once you start putting them on, the ropes are too, it's not like the candy that Roxy Andrews put on her dress. Those candies are like slivers. These ropes are as fat as a finger. One of Monet's big ass fingers. Like they are like meaty ass ropes. So they're going to add to the bulk. And so what you all don't know is this. When you go to RuPaul's Drag Race, When you have these construction challenges, there is a big box of corsets. Bras and corsets, especially if they're using unconventional materials. So anyone can go over to the corset thing, grab a corset or grab a bra, and then just stitch things to it. But the corsets they have there are not custom. They're not like to your body.
Amazon. So
they're not going to give you a lot of amazing shape. I used the corset on my book ball. Did you use the corset when you made your look?
Yes, I think I use it as the base for the top part. Bob, can you do me a favor? Can you please pull up the final of the ball season 10? I want you to take an actively look at these looks and be like, was mine really the worst?
You mean look at all of them?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll
not
look
all
at
three,
them.
Just the final one, that we had to make.
Yeah. I'll look at them and see. But I just think, so what happened was she's probably using a cheap corset.
Yeah.
But I also think that, however, that I can't not confirm this, but I think that Crystal actually sacrificed one of her nice corsets.
To give this to her?
Yeah, I think that she sacrificed one of her nice corsets. No, to make this, to add to on this challenge. Because that corset looked real. That was like a really cinched in, snooched and snatched corset.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I feel like she actually may have used her own corset there, which is why the other girls were a little boxy.
You know what? She's right. This is RuPaul Drag Race, bitch. You can go this if you could win this challenge, you can go buy 10 more corsets. You know what I mean? If you do well in this challenge.
Yeah, I'm thinking about. I never have a spare corset. I mean, I usually I wear a corset out and then I'll buy a new one. But I also gave my last corset to Free. Alfredo has my last corset. So before I went back to Drag Race, I'd be like, "Free, run me my shit." I'm kidding. Let's look at this garment, and I'll critique.
Oh yeah, Jacob, let's go through them.
And so I'll now be critiquing the looks on the main stage of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 10, Episode 3.
Four.
All right, so Aquaria's look is stunning. Looks amazing. She looks so good. She's really clever and talented. She better work.
Yeah.
We're looking at Asia O'Hara's, which is bad. This is a bad look. And if she wasn't in the bottom, she should have been. All three of these looks are bad. No, the middle look is kind of cute. That first look is literally just a leotard with a few pom-poms on it. I mean, literally just a few pom-poms. And the last look is mama, that is garbage.
Trash.
Trash. Now we're going to move on to Blair St. Clair. Her first look is kind of cute. And her last look is kind of cute, too. So I think that this is a toot. Yeah. Let's go on to, now we're looking at the lovely Dusty Ray Bottoms. Her first look is not good. Her third look is not good. Her middle look is fine.
Fine.
But yeah, her first and second look, first and third look are not great. They're, yeah. This is a boot for sure. Let's go on to Yuriko O'Hara. Looks amazing. She made that there.
Yeah, she made that third one there. She made that there.
Eureka be sewing.
She really Eureka be sewing, really right? Be sewing. That's good. She really did a good job.
Eureka fucked me up on this last season of All-Stars, too. I said, Eureka, you made that dress there? And I was like, Eureka, why did you do that little short skirt? She goes, girl, I ran out of fabric. That was not an artistic choice. She's like, bitch. She's like, girl, you're not running out of fabric, girl. Girl, you're not running out of fabric, girl. That's the thing about trying to do. Just the thing about trying to do a monochromatic look. You want to pick multiple fabrics. You try to do one, bitch, you might not have enough to finish it up. See. Cameron Michaels, this look is literally fine. The first look is not great. It is it's just a bikini bought from the store.
Uh huh.
But the third, but she the has look a she full made,
bodysuit on though.
Yeah, the look she made. I don't love this look. This is a boot for me.
Right. And the middle one was terrible. That's Snow Queen shit.
Well, you said we're only doing the third look. Mayhem Miller's look is I actually like Mayhem's look. It's really cool.
Yeah, I like
cool.
Mayhem.
She looked very post-apocalyptic.
It was very Jacob, she looked like a Martian Manhunter.
Mm-hmm. Very right, she looked good. Let's go to the very next one, please. I got a feeling this is our homegirl. The one, no, it's not. This is Miss Cracker.
Miss Cracker.
This look is a little bit basic, but I like the straps. I like, this is a toot for me. It's a soft toot.
Soft toot. A little
boop. Yeah, a little. Now this next one is our girl. Is this your girl? There she is. Macaroni Cheese. It's just the shape. Like the dress isn't bad. It's just the shape is not good because you use one of those corsets.
I'm very confused.
It's because you use one of those corsets from the play. So your waist and your hips are about the same size. They're almost the exact same size, which makes it not fun to look at. So look at your shape in the first one. When you're wearing this bathing suit, your waist goes and your hips go out. On the third one, it's just from the shoulders to the ankles is one. you're built like a Lego. So the shape's not good, but I do think the construction is better than some of the other ones that we've seen.
Better than Asia's.
It is better than Asia's. Now we're looking at Monique Hart, and this is I do not like this. I do not like this at all. This is bad. This is probably the worst one. This is probably the worst one. Full tea. I ain't gonna fix the funk.
Like, I was like, what?
You know, this is bad. This is bad. Let's go to the next one. I think that's all. Is that all of them?
No. Terrible.
Oh, the Vixen.
Oh, actually.
No, the Vixens look pretty good. Yeah, the Vixen, this is actually a pretty good look.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. I remember being, I hated her second one. Her summer one was so fucking ugly.
Yeah, no, this is a, she looks great here. Yeah, I love this look.
Good. That was good. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that was it. Okay.
Everyone was shocked when we said the Vixen looked like. No, I think that it should have been Monique and Dusty Ray Bottoms.
For sure. And if not Dusty Ray, if not Monique, then fucking Asia.
Asia was pretty bad too. And also for the storyline of like not using her time wisely, I would have put it in the bottom.
Right. All right. Thank you.
So I'm really gagged that Veronica's shocked that she's running late. oh my God, I all I did was help literally everyone, and now I'm behind. Bitch, of course you're behind.
Well, also, and when she pulled out the rainbow wings, I was like, oh, this could be cool. If this goes well, using those the tent as wings could be really cool. And then I saw her gluing those things. I was like, nope, it's not going to be good. It's going to be terrible.
I've only seen the rainbow look good twice on RuPaul's Drag Race. One time when Kennedy Davenport did her look, her like redemption
she
look.
She made that?
She didn't make it, but it was a rainbow look.
Oh, right.
And also when Sasha Velour did her deconstructed rainbow,
yes,
she just wore separates. With the idea is like she was wearing a rainbow,
yeah,
but it wasn't like it wasn't the shirt wasn't right. It was like a yellow shirt, an orange dress, a blue hat, a pink glove, a green glove, and all
the
that.
The hat,
stuff.
The house,
yeah, that actually looked really good. Other than that, rainbows are really tough. So as soon as I saw there was going to be rainbows, I was like, "Mama, this is going to be bad." Rainbows are really hard to make look good.
They are. Another rainbow, your coach rainbow is really cute, actually. I love that.
Oh, thank you. Domino Couture made that one for me. I think it's in my home right now. Is Domino here? Yeah. All right, Monet, let's talk about these looks, honey.
Go to the lurks.
Okay, so let's start with RuPaul.
RuPaul looks so cute.
I love RuPaul in yellow. She looks great.
Her face looked really good last night. I don't know what it was. When RuPaul's fucking big brown face popped up on the screen last night, I was like, whoa, Ru looks really, like, exceptionally pretty today.
I just want to say that Michelle Visage is just look. I don't know how anyone ages this well.
It's crazy.
She looks so much better as she gets older. I don't know what's going on.
Girl.
And I don't know who this lady is with RuPaul, but she is teeny tiny. She's from Bridgerton. I have not seen Bridgerton.
Oh, she's from Bridgerton.
She is teeny.
She was very cute.
Weenie.
She was a good guest judge.
I like Graham Norton, but I just really want what's his name on my screen every
Carson.
Episode. Not Carson.
Alan Carr.
Alan Carr is just consistently says the funniest shit that any judge. Alan Carr is the funniest.
And Alan talks like this, and I think it's really funny.
It is your problem. He's like, and that's why I want Sai. I just don't know. I just don't like the dress you're wearing. It's not good for you. I mean, when Jerry Holloway was on the show and she was giving bad, I said it before, I said it again. When Jerry Holloway was on the show and she was giving bad advice, and Alan Carr goes, sorry, Jerry, but to quote the Spice Girls, stop right now. Thank you very much. Like, Alan Carr is the best and the funniest judge on across all platforms of Drag Race. No one is as funny as Alan. As far as the judges go, Alan Carr is the funniest judge, hands down.
I disagree.
Who?
Carson. Carson, to me, Carson is so fucking funny. The things that come out of Carson's mouth, outside of dicks, are so funny.
I want Carson and Alan Carr to have a comedy off, and my money's on Alan
my
Carr.
My money's on Carson Kressley, period.
To quote the Spice Girls, I mean, he is, Alan Carr is so funny. I just don't know if I think I like this outfit very much.
wait, who do you think would win in a fist fight between Carson Kressley and Alan Carr?
Oh, Carson Kressley. I think Carson Kressley is probably very fit. I've seen him shirtless on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he's, like, in good shape. He's, like, one of those Fire Island gays.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, he's in good shape.
who's winning, Graham or Ross?
Oh, Graham Norton's going to beat the fuck out of Ross
you
Matthews.
You think so?
Oh, Graham Norton's about to beat. And also, Ross is all skinny now. He ain't got nothing to back it up. Bitch, he about to fucking mollywop Ross' little skinny ass. Baby, this isn't plugged in, baby. Somehow this is not plugged in. My computer is on 11% battery. Sorry.
Your computer's like me, running low.
I am fucking musty as hell right now.
Are you?
I am musty as hell. I didn't shower last night. I got a shower. I usually shower at night. Are you a nighttime shower or morning shower?
It depends. Mostly the morning of.
I'm mostly the night. I just like to wake up and just roll out of bed and go.
I feel like when I shower in the morning, it wakes me up. I'm like, okay, you know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the girls. All right. Okay, I'm going to talk about Crystal Versace. She's really beautiful. This look is so basic, though.
Just so y'all know, we're going to go in order. Like, we're going to go into like both their looks. Crystal's first look, Crystal's second look.
Yeah.
Each girl. We're not going to go like one, then go all again.
Exactly. So we're going to do each girl and both their looks. So Crystal Versace's first look, I mean, the look is really basic. She's really beautiful. And I feel like, honestly, I do feel like a part of the time, most of her beauty is in her outfits is just how skinny she is. Because this outfit is really basic. We have to call a spade a spade.
Yeah, I know. I will admit, I think I am being a little, I'm a little bit glamored by how beautiful she is. And it really takes her look. It gives her extra points for me. I will admit that. Also, at the viewing party I was watching last night, like everyone came out, they were like, oh my God, look at how small her waist is. I was like, yes and no. I was like, she's also padding her hips really wide. So it makes her waist, it gives the illusion that her waist is even tinier than it is.
So she's smart. That's a very smart thing to do.
That's great.
And also, Crystal is skinny. She's a very skinny queen.
She's stunningly
she's
pretty.
Tiny. She's very pretty. I do not love this dress. This,
I like it.
Honestly, if I'm in full tee, this literally just looks like a Halloween costume. Like, this literally just looks like a nice Halloween costume. As someone dressed as a Girl Scout.
I disagree. I think it looks well-tailored. It's also, you know this, Bob, wearing a corset. First of all, wearing a corset and shit and satin, something like that, you would see every bump, every hook, every cranny. This has obviously been tailored very well and prepared very well. So that,
I said it's
so
a well-made Halloween costume, but there is nothing about this costume that is groundbreaking.
Read the patches,
riveting.
Like you. Like you and your little camp girl look. The patches are relevant to her.
Yeah, but I won mine. No, I'm kidding. I mean, I just don't think, I think she looks pretty, but this is not a great outfit. Her second look, however, this is the best look of the evening. This
so
is literally,
good.
This
so
is,
good.
This is definitely the best look of the fucking evening. This thing, I'm willing, I have to look past the Eurocentric beauty standards of skinniness and all that stuff to try to be more objective. And I really think that outside of that, this idea just looks good.
Yes.
I do wish that there were glasses instead of a mask she was holding in her hand. But besides that, this look is fucking phenomenal.
I think it was great.
Really fucking good.
And I think that the judges were being way too harsh on her. I think this look looks well constructed. It looks expensive. It looks like someone could have, like, it looked like a look she could have brought from home, like made by a designer. And they were like, we want you to challenge yourself and do more. I was like, she doesn't sew. She crafted this look together for this challenge. I was like, what more do you want? Did you want her to build a fucking arc? Like, I hate when the judges do that, when they're like, we just want you to give us more. Bitch, then tell me exactly what you want more of.
To be honest, I'm shocked that they were giving her critique for the second look and not the first look. That's what blew my mind. Like, this second look, in my opinion, does not deserve any critique. The first look leaves a lot to be wanted, in my opinion. It's kind of like when you see those Halloween ads and the girl in the image always looks so stunning, and it's just because she's a really skinny, pretty girl. And then your big ass put it on and be like, damn, I look crazy as hell.
Me specifically?
Let's go on. No, I was talking about myself. Let's go into Kitty Scott Claus, your fave of the season.
Loves Kitty.
This look is fine. It leaves a lot to be. It's not groundbreaking. I don't see anything great about it. This look is literally perfectly fine. I think there's a little bit too much petticoat showing.
Yeah, I would agree. Too much petticoat showing. I think she did that on purpose, like tying this neon yellow. But I agree. It's too much petticoat showing for sure.
I do love the shoes. I love the shoes.
The fucking Mary Janes? What do you mean you love the shoes?
I think with this look, the shoes make a lot of sense. I think it's something about this shoe with this aesthetic that makes a lot of sense.
But you love the shoes?
Okay, with this outfit, I think these shoes with this outfit makes a lot of sense. The ankle strap with this like little girl look makes a lot of sense. I just think it was a smart choice. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Work. Let's go to her second look, which was her Barbarella-esque 80s thing.
Yeah, I mean, it looks fine. I do think that you got to really be careful about your like titty bib.
Yeah, and
just kind of looks like she has a second skin. And if she would have just bought that shoulder strap over a little bit further, that would have been hidden.
Yeah.
But this is actually a really clever look. This one sleeve, this asymmetrical moment, it's a really clever look. And she has very big Jennifer Coolidge energy. She's giving me a little bit in the face. She looks a little bit like Darian Lake in this shot.
A tiny bit. I don't think we give Chris Kitty enough points for her makeup. I think Kitty she transforms her face very well. She clearly knows how to paint her face, and I think she's really pretty.
I agree. I think she's absolutely stunning. I also realized something we didn't talk about last time. To go back real quick, I know why Crystal Versace's head looks so small. It's because her titty bib goes all the way up here, and it's like really thick.
Because like her head doesn't look small here.
In the first look, it does. In her titty bib goes up to here, but it's not like thin. It is a very thick Neck is like super thick. And I was like, why does her head look so small? Because in the second one, no, her head looks small in the second look too. But the thick neck is the thick neck of the titty bib makes it stand out. Anyway.
Also, why do all these girls wear these titty bib? Like, Crystal does not need to wear a titty bib for the first one. I'm so confused as to why she wore one.
Because she wanted to have boobs. Like, you can see a little bit of cleavage. A little bit. I think it kind of makes sense to me, but okay. What do I know? I'm just some drag queen.
River Medway.
River Medway is so tiny. Why is she not padding her hips out more? If she padded her hips out, her body would be fucking
amazing.
Banging.
Yeah.
Like, her body would be banging. But yeah. I think she is slightly padding, but does not seem to be corseting at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this is what the skinny girls. I'm skinny. I don't need a corset. Girl, yes, the fuck you do. This look, I like this look. I like the idea of using the maps. I think she using a map and she lined it with this neon to really give it a nice outline. And you're camping, the mosquito net, I get it. I think it all works. It's not my favorite look, but I think it's a nice look for the prompt, for the runway.
I agree. I just don't like the hat. It's like, why a fedora? Like, all this and a fedora? You don't wear a fedora when you're camping, but go off, sis.
Yeah.
Her look that she made looks better than the look she brought. Like, that wasn't Reed, because the look that she made, her look she brought was fine, but this second look is great. The pleating on this skirt.
Really
and
good.
The way that she uses the pad, like, she matches it. Like, this bitch can sew. River Medway can fucking sew.
And hair. She does hair, too.
Yeah, she looks amazing. River Medway, this second look is really good.
Yeah, and really good.
But imagine
what
if her waist was snatched.
That would be incredible.
Imagine if her fucking waist was snatched. She would gather these bitches like a fucking chignon.
Remember when episode one when you said that River was going to go third? Uh-huh. And I told you she wasn't. Now she's turning the party.
Okay, you got me, Monet. She didn't go third. I mean, technically, neither did Victoria, because Victoria went third, and Veronica went fourth, technically. Damn, double elimination. Damn, this week was a double elimination. Charity Case is giving big Nina Bonina Brown energy on this episode.
Oh, my God, yes. That is very Nina Bonina Brown. Oh, shit.
I think this look is really great. I think both looks are actually really cool, and I think that Charity Case should have been in the top. And
disagree.
I'm really shocked. What?
Her second look with Bob was not finished at the back. He was not it looked like her intention was to make an outfit with the illusion that the front was finished and the back wasn't. Like the whole middle slash quarter of the back was not done. Like it was there was
I
no fabric.
I think her intention was to have her ass out, which is why her ass was out.
But the back wasn't even really that finished either. I mean, again, I love it from the front. I think it's this really cool circus clown glam high fashion moment. When we turn around, it wasn't finished.
I do think that she should have put some sort of a panel over the lacing in the back.
Right.
But besides that, I think this looks really good, and I think she should have been in the top. Her look.
It's very well constructed, too.
Both her looks are really clever, and they also go together. Like, it looks like the bunny was trying to kill this girl. That's what it looks like to me. They look to me, these looks also, she's the only one whose looks really complement each other, in my opinion.
Like, kind of like how the bobcat tried to kill Colleen.
The bobcat tried to kill Colleen? Wait, what?
Listen to the podcast, Mary.
Wait, do we talk about the podcast?
Do you watch the
show?
Oh,
Tamar? Oh, the story I came up with.
Do you watch
the
show, Tamar?
Oh my God, I was there when we recorded it. I forgot about my brilliant writings.
Wait! Someone brought up a good idea, which we need to do. We need
to have Colleen fight a bobcat. Good idea.
When we tell these stories, we should get a little animator, do one of those like quick like animated, and they can like animate the stories that we tell. Because seeing a bobcat fighting Colleen and you covered in blood, I would like to see it.
All right, if you're an animator, you know, I know a guy. Can you send me Joe Sosinti's phone number?
Animation will be your downfall, bitch.
Animation will be your downfall. Teresa May looks interesting.
Bitch, she was like, she said Dora the Explorer. Bitch, where, how, and why? Dora the Explorer?
Also, sometimes Spanish folks be talking about places where they speak Spanish as if that was not conquering. They'd be like, Dora the Explorer is Mexican and bitch. It's not like, I don't think Mexico and Spain had like a friendly little kiki. Anyway, I think that this first look is, it looks like kind of like a club kid look that I'm not personally fond. I don't hate it. I just would never wear it. And I don't think that this complements her face shape at all.
It's too much going on. The fucking...
And also, her eyebrows are going into the hair. Like, and it seems like crooked. It wasn't thought out.
One is going this way, the other one is going that. Did you see this in her second look? I was like, what's going on with the eyebrows? And it just looks too much. The jacket doesn't make any sense. The things on her, like these like knee brace garter things, the skirt, this look is a mess. It's all over the place.
I do love that on her second look, she painted her hands. I love that.
That was cool.
Been thinking recently about how I want to like dip my hands in gold and have that my hands just be like, I thought that looked really cool.
Okay, maybe that's why she did it. She did her eyebrows like that for the eye patch. Okay, got it.
But then do the other one to match, Mary. They still have to match.
Yeah, I don't know.
Scarlet Harlot is also this. Like, I just wish that she would just pad a little. Like, if she just padded like a little more and wore a corset, her body would be bananas.
No, I like Scarlet Harlot. Like, her personality in this season. This win was the most random shit these motherfuckers have ever done on the show. This look, this number one, this Katniss Everdeen look, it's fine. Is it amazing compared to some of the other ones? No. It's fine. It's a good look. The second one, bitch, they were going up like she was fucking Utica on season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race. They was like, this is immaculate. This is beautiful. This is, oh my, I'm like, And then they read Charissa before when they basically did the same thing. Just she just did a gown and Charissa made a dress. It's the same fabric.
Well, I think here's the thing. I have a theory. First of all, the second dress does look good. I genuinely do think it is actually a very nice dress. And I think if a celebrity wore it, somebody would be like, oh my God, someone's wore this stunning dress. That being said, Michelle kept acting like making a blanket into a dress is hard. It's literally fabric, Michelle.
Right.
A blanket is just fabric. That's all it is. The easiest thing to do in a sewing challenge is to grab curtains or grab a blanket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you would know.
Anyway, that being said, I think that they shot the gun too early and gave Crystal a win last week that she did not deserve. And I think Crystal deserved the win this week, but they already gave her one last week and they couldn't give her three in a row.
Why?
It doesn't make for good TV. That's why, because it's not good TV. You and I both know that. I don't know why I can brand new.
But I will say, if she would have won this week's challenge again, and that would set her up for like the biggest fall, and everyone would have been gagging for that too.
That is true. But also, again, I think that Crystal should have won this challenge and should not have won the last one.
I would agree.
I think
with that.
Last week should have been Kitty Scott Claus, and this week should have been Crystal.
For sure, I agree.
So let's go on to
Vanity Milan. Okay. Vanity Milan.
We both said okay.
I love the jacket. I think the jacket could be really cool with another outfit. It could be very fashion, very couture. Everything else, no. This titanium pink metallic thing. It was ill-fitting at the top. Like the big bags. I don't get what her story is supposed to be. Like
big bags busting out the Ben LaBantega. No, this is the only thing I like is this jacket and her hair and her face. Like, neck up and the jacket looks good. The rest of it just fully does not make sense.
Yeah, just I don't get it.
I don't understand what's going on. I'm lost.
Like, the narrative of maybe she, like, took this sleeping tent, this camping tent, and she, like, made this jacket out of it. She would have gone further with that, with, like, her outfit. And I don't know, maybe it was, like, the poles in the outfit or something. That could have been really cool. But, yeah, this the only thing is the jacket. The only thing salvageable about this look is the jacket. That's it.
It is a very cute jacket, though. That being said, it is a very cute jacket.
Yeah.
And going on to her look, this look is this is not a good look, y'all. Oof. Like, this look is bad, bad.
Yeah.
This is bad, bad busting at the Bentley Bantega, and I do not love this look. I don't like the necklace. I don't like the boobs. I don't like the... You know how drag queens get dressed and throw on a necklace? Let me tell you something. Y'all gonna learn something about drag queens. Jewelry and shoes be a last-minute thought. We will pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars getting a look that is just right and almost $1,000 on a wig, and then grab the plainest pair of pumps.
Speak for yourself. Honey, speak for yourself.
Monet, okay, like I said, playing pump, go back, go look at those shoes again. It's literally the exact same pump in 40 colors.
That's not bitch, true. You have
the, again, like I said, the plainest pump that a bitch ever did see thrown onto a look. And I don't know why Monet act like her big ass feet have options. Like you just over here just throwing on Louboutins and Balenciagas.
That's over 60 pairs of shoes.
Okay, congratulations, bitch.
Why are you trying to fight me about
how many of them
shoes?
How many of them are the exact same shoe in different colors?
Not many.
Moving on. Moving on.
Yeah, this outfit was not great. The necklace. Again, I think the broom thing could have been really cool. And then if she would have not put that orange skirt on and had more of the material to make it similar to Roxy's and have it like dangling, maybe that could have been cool. And strike the necklace.
I don't think so. Not even because look at this. Like the thing about covering a corset is you kind of also want to cover the hook and eyes and, and the opening, and it's really hard to do with these, this is not a good look. There, honestly, there's, in my opinion, there's nothing salvageable about this look. You have to just throw the baby out with the bath water and start over. You know?
Yeah. Let's get on to Miss Elle of a Day.
Elle of a Day is the rosé of the UK. Like, it occurred to me today.
You were the right. I can't. Elle of a Day is the rosé of the UK. It occurred to me today. What are you going through?
Yeah, fucking like on my Dr. Seuss shit. Elle of a Rosé is weaponizing her BFA.
So, is she trying to do Jane from Tarzan? Is that what she's doing?
Maybe. I guess that makes sense. Yeah, I guess so. This look is fine. It looks like something you see in a play.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it was very music video.
But I wouldn't gag. I'd be like, oh, she's wearing a costume from a play, and she looks perfectly fine, you know?
I agree.
I think they were too harsh about this cocktail dress. I think the dress looks nice. It is a very plain dress. I think Graham Norton has been way too harsh. I do agree with the tiny lady. The jacket does not necessarily go with it.
Yeah, she was trying to do a thing, and she's trying to like show like how does she can sew and how ambitious she was. I think she missed the jacket. She should have spent more time making this tartan mini dress, and maybe making a purse to go with it, and something, or maybe like a shrug or something out of that same fabric. Then it could have been cool. But the neon jacket did not work.
I think she looks really pretty though.
She does look pretty. She looks pretty here on the cameras when the video, like watching the episode. I was like, ooh, but here she looks pretty.
Oh my god. You know what's weird? How when Veronica Green's first look, this looks, it tells a story and it does make sense. If they would have been like, I just didn't like it, it wasn't pretty, that would have made sense. But they were acting like, I don't get it. She's yawning and she's in a sleeping bag. Bitch, what doesn't make sense? How does this not, I don't get it. What do you mean you don't get it? She's in a fucking sleeping bag and she's yawning. And her hair's messed up.
Girl.
And her makeup smudged. What do you mean you don't get it? This makes literally perfect sense.
Bernadette Peters goes camping.
But does it make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense. She looked like a camper who fell asleep. I mean, then in her talking, she was like, she was like, I got drunk last night and I went to the, she was like, had a whole story. But yes, this makes sense. She looks like someone who was camping and they woke up late or they're tired or whatever. Yes.
Also, she's not afraid to wear flats on the runway. This is her second time in three episodes wearing flats on the runway.
Very Alaska.
Girl, you really went out there in some fucking flats. You better fucking do it.
And this second look, Jesus,
is
a
bad. It is bad. I actually really am kind of into this makeup though. Not the lips, but I'm kind of into this like drippy eye thing. You don't like it at all?
No,
I'm kind of into it. I think it's a moment, but this look is bad, bad.
Girl.
It's bad, bad.
I cannot. This was when she walked out. I said, "This is insane." I don't mean to be very harsh on Veronica because I heard Veronica's a very nice lady. I heard she's very talented and she deserves everything in life coming to her. But this girl was not the tea, Mama. Not it.
Well, why are you being so sensitive around Veronica? But you bullied all the other girls, and now you're being sensitive to Veronica. Why does Veronica get all the niceness?
Because she went home. This is her. I think last week you and I made it very clear on some of the thoughts of Veronica's choices. And this week, I think she went home, and I'm trying to give her a little sugar with her medicine.
Wow, that's so sweet of you. Maybe I should take the note. Not interested. All right, let's go for the eliminated girls. So Anubis is again, like, she does this thing where she's like, she wants the top of her head to go up another foot in the air. Like, that is her thing. It's like, if it's not a mile high, honey, if it's not a mile high, I'm not interested. But she's doing, they're both doing Girl Scout looks, or they have a different name for them over there, but I can't remember the name. And
Scout Girl.
I certainly prefer Anubis over Electra Fence. Electra Fences is, it just looks like, I don't know even what the hell I'm looking at.
I think she's a camper and there's a bird nest on her head. You know your favorite thing. Girls are just put something on their head.
Put something on their head. I hate that shit. Also, were Chorizo's tights dirty? They said it like three times.
No, they said they were scrunched up.
No, they said dirty tights. I wrote it down because RuPaul was even like, the wrinkles, the so-and-so, the dirty tights.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they said it again. I was like, were her tights that dirty?
Maybe they were. We just didn't notice.
Yeah, I mean, the camera has a hard time picking up difference in colors.
They did a really good job of hiding it on your season for you.
Oh, yeah. I haven't washed my tights literally since my season, and I'm proud of it. which was the best look for you?
The best look was hands down Christopher Sashi's second look.
I agree. It looks
with,
so
in my
good.
Opinion, River Midway being a close second.
Medway.
Who's the strongest for you?
My favorite look was Christopher Sachi's second look. This little tartan explosion look is really fucking clever. And my least favorite look is Veronica Green's second sad pinata look.
Do you think that Christopher Sachi's second look was inspired by any other queens? Because obviously she said it herself. She started watching the show since she was 8. She's very inspired by the show. Her look to me was a cross section between Naomi Smalls' book one and Aquaria's design one for all season 10.
That's literally what I was gonna say. Yeah, you literally took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no more to chat about. So they go back into the... So the judges are deliberating and the girls go back to like kind of do a little chit-chat. And so all of a sudden, now Kitty's got claws. Now she's also on this keep this shit to yourself train. She looks over and tells River Medway that she's surprised she's not lip-syncing. Why do these girls keep giving this completely unsolicited opinion about who should and shouldn't be lip-syncing?
I know, because that girl, you're tired. Now you got a little liquor in you, so you got a little liquid courage, and you're like, this is what I think, bitch. I'm surprised that you weren't in the bottom.
And I'm really surprised. Do you think that Crystal should have told the judges that Veronica Green helped her out so much?
I don't think so.
Because Crystal kept that shit to her fucking self. Right. I don't think it would have hurt Crystal in any way. I think it would have helped Veronica Green.
No, I don't think it would have helped. I mean, maybe you can argue that helped Asia.
Because it
not
helped
being,
Asia.
Yeah. So perhaps, but... No, I don't think she's under any obligation to. She can if she wants to, and she doesn't if she doesn't want. And I think she's perfectly justified in not telling them. But also, yes, we saw her helping her. We don't know how much she helped her. We saw her for 2 seconds on the camera. Maybe she was like, oh, girl, you should probably try to sew this down. As opposed, like, she didn't construct her whole garment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We don't know. We literally don't know.
We don't.
Vanity really came out of nowhere. She was like, some of us look like we're wearing custom things. Some of us look like we're off the rack. And then she was like, in Scarlet. And I was like, oh my God, that felt really uncalled for.
Because she's girl, it's her second time in the bottom, girl, in a row. She's
okay,
like,
Scarlet didn't put the bitch in the bottom. Why would she look at Scarlet and be like, some dumb, ugly fucking cunts are wearing shit that looks like it's literally off the shitty rack? I was like,
Charity chose violence too. She was like, the girls are popping off in this little untucked moment. I love it.
What did Charity say?
She
was mad at Crystal.
Yeah, she's mad at Crystal. Yeah.
Yeah, they were in their feelings this episode. Episode 3 is when you really is when the honeymoon is officially worn off and you're getting real.
Also, you know I mean? The camera was so shady to Veronica because, you know, she looks sad as hell in this outfit. She's sitting on this chair, and every time the camera would pan to her, she just looks so sad, and I just felt so bad for her.
To be honest, she also painted tears on, so she couldn't look happy. You know what I mean? So the bitch couldn't look happy no matter what she did. So let's go. So we get back to the main stage, and a lot of the girls have been told they're safe. I just wanted you all to hear this. I don't know why it tickled me, and it was so funny. When Crystal was told she was safe, like, the just listen to it afterwards. It's like, you know, in The Simpsons when they show someone walking off camera and you hear the feet? They were like, Crystal, you're safe. And it was like, clip, clop, clip, clop.
I didn't hear that.
Clop, 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 clip, clip, clip. And no one was talking. There was no word. It was just silence and Crystal walking back to her spot, which for some reason really tickled me. And all of a sudden, something that the beautiful, lovely, and extremely talented and woman who deserves everything coming to her, Veronica Green, said, that was really wild to me this episode. She goes, and I was the only girl to not lip sync for my season. And I was like, but you left halfway through.
It's not even halfway, a quarter, right?
So I'm like, it's not like you made it to the end. It's not like you didn't pull a Bianca or a Courtney Axe. You know what I mean? Like, anyway. But she was like, I'm gonna show these. The thing is too, like, we do those interviews after the lip sync has already happened.
Right. So
she was like, I'm gonna show these girls how it's done. And she did that after she went home?
But you know, Bob, maybe she felt... Because that lip sync was so bad. It was so chaotic. It was sad. I mean,
as soon as Veronica Green started lip syncing in that pinata gown, I knew... She was gonna rip it apart. I knew she was, and the thing about trying to rip something apart is you make it so it won't fall apart.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to take it apart, it takes a lot of effort.
Uh-huh.
Because the things are made so they won't fall apart.
Yeah. And she's
so watching her try to take these wings off and try to take off chunks and pieces, and I was like, girl, just, I don't know, Mary. It's a wrap, mama. I'm so sorry to tell you, but, like, it's a wrap.
Just try to do the best you can in this gown and, like, do a thing. Also, Vanity Milan did not do a great job either. She was fine also. She, like, opened up, like, the first 8 bars. It was like a big old split. And I was like, girl, what? You're just doing shit.
Like, time your numbers. Honestly, this is my opinion. Instead of trying to out-lip-sync the person next to you, just try to come up with a good number.
Yeah.
Try to make sure that your number, even if there was no one else there, is a good number. Think about Suki Nutmeg Ganache doing Come On Barbie, Let's Go Party by herself on that fucking stage.
Right.
That is what you should be trying to achieve. The number itself needs to be good.
Yeah, yeah. It was, both of them were terrible. So, but Veronica just looked crazy and sad. So I understand Vanity staying and Milan and Veronica going home.
I'm very shocked that Veronica Green went home. I mean, not from this episode, but like, I would have not expected her to go home so early. I am shook. I do believe that Victoria Scone is going to come back. Victoria Scone is going to come back next season, or maybe in an All Stars, or maybe in America.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
she'll be on 3 seasons now. They're probably going to do an All Star soon. You damn right.
Maybe she'll be on fucking season 14 here in America. She'll,
ooh, that'd up. Be cool.
She'll be like, "Hell hath no fear like a woman Scone," twice. but I mean, best of luck to Ms. Green. I think that she had a great 2 seasons of Drag Race, and I think that she cemented herself in the world of UK drag as a real like mainstay.
Damn, just UK drag. Whoa.
Oh my God, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous. You're so ridiculous.
That's episode 3. So guys, Bob has one more week of watchery, and then we have some surprise special guests who will be co-hosting Student Watchery with me.
Let's just say you'll be Victoria Green with envy. No, I'm kidding. I thought it was Victoria Green.
Imagine. That's Veronica Green, bitch.
Oh, shit. All right. Bye, everybody.